Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Bill, you want to throw these marshmallows? Oh my God, they smell good. You know what I'm afraid of?
What's that, eating them?
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to eat too many of them.
I have another bag, so in case
Bill's,
you get hungry.
Bill's putting hand sanitizer on right now.
Okay.
He'll be in. He'll be throwing the marshmallows.
Right. No line drives, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is the record for this?
73. 73, the guy caught in
60 seconds?
Yes. Just
it doesn't sound right. All right. Good prep, AJ. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. That's all right.
There you go, Phil.
Thank you.
It was 60 seconds because the guy was shooting him off. So it was 73. Because it would come like rapid fire, like one after the other.
What, like from a gun?
No, what happened was they had the little launcher. A little launcher.
Oh.
Like they were kind of almost like.
Do we have a launcher?
No, we have a launcher. Mm. I don't know where they get a launcher from. And there goes one right now. So
I don't know what marshmallows are made of.
All I know is that they burn. They burn a lot. They burn quickly.
Anything that catches definitely on fire sugar is probably not healthy.
Exactly right. Yeah, because you know, like sterno. You know,
definitely sugar.
Right.
Corn syrup, number one ingredient here.
Right.
Sugar.
Right.
Modified corn starch.
Right.
Gelatin. Water, dextrose. Yeah, it's all sugar.
Yeah.
Different in different forms.
Exactly. Flammable sugar, chemical sugar.
How many right in a bag, AJ?
I don't know.
So we don't even know if we're attempting the world record or not then?
What do you think? You think I'm actually going to do it? You give me way too much credit. If I catch five, it'll be amazing.
Okay.
What's the distance we need to be?
I like AJ just gives up before he even tries. That's good.
What's the distance we need?
Actually, this is about the proper distance that the guy was.
What is?
We're just going to guess.
You know what? They just said the guy did the thing. They write schematically. He was 35 feet away from him at a high velocity or whatever. They just friggin' threw the goddamn marshmallows, and he put them in his mouth and spit them out one after the other.
When it's a record, they go by specific details.
You know I'm not going to eat the record. Let's be realistic. It's me.
But you're not even going to try.
I'm going to get the freaking camera again here. Okay.
I was only worried about it being on camera.
Well, no, because we're doing this, so people want to see it on Twitch.
I was talking to someone at the Durham Fair, and I said, I love listening to AJ because he gets so angry at the easiest things, and someday he's just going to have a heart attack.
It's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, it's getting close.
Eating all this is not going to help.
I'm not eating them. I'm just spitting them out.
You have to catch it?
Yeah, I have to catch them out and get rid of it immediately.
All right.
So the next one could come, because that's what the guy did.
All right.
He wasn't eating them, because otherwise it would take him like...
And these are not the mini ones. These are the full-size ones.
That's what he did, too.
I'm just saying for the people that are listening.
At least we got one thing right.
Right, and now we're missing another one, because you just ate one. Okay.
Yeah, these are not the little ones that float on the top of like the hot chocolate package that you get.
Right, no, these are the full-size ones. Yeah, these are the ones you put on a stick, and
yep,
it burns, and then you freak out, you burn half your house down. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, well, David Rush caught 77 marshmallows in the span of 1 minute. He is the guy with the current record, so now I'm going to try and break his record. 1 minute, how many marshmallows I can catch. I'm going to try and catch 78.
Okay, here we go.
One, two, three, four.
Try to get to my mouth.
Five.
Off his forehead.
Six, seven, eight. These are good tosses, man. You're 0 for it.
Keep your mouth open.
This is unbelievable.
Not one.
Maybe throw it slow. Throw it slow.
No, we have to go. We only have a minute.
You
can't eat it with your forehead.
You're aiming too hot.
I'm trying to give you an arc to follow. These are great tosses, man. Oh, my God. You're the...
One.
Oh, my God. Look at the floor.
Is anyone timing this?
All right, that one was bad.
Yeah,
that one was bad.
Oh,
come on.
Oh. They're all hitting you.
Okay, so like, all of them are hitting you.
Bag number two.
Second bag. We're
here
probably
we
over a minute,
here
but let's
go.
See how many you get.
I caught it. Really?
Forehead.
Oh.
Yep. Two in the mouth. Oh.
It's hitting his tongue.
Two.
He's not catching it.
He's got
it.
Two.
He's caught two.
Three.
What a sound that made.
Four.
Yes.
This is great.
Somebody's
60
seconds.
Who cares?
We're over 60 seconds.
Oh, no, no. Technically, I was five.
Oh, no. What? Really? They're all stuck together.
I can't know what I feel.
Here we go. It's like his tongue is a backboard.
I got five so far.
He makes his mouth smaller as it's coming in.
He's trying to clamp down on it, but he clamps down too soon.
That's easier way.
Much better.
That's why I'm trying to do the arc for you. You complained about it earlier.
Yeah, but you're whipping him like you like friggin' catfish.
We had a minute to try to get 77. I was trying to get the speed right.
I touched that one at least.
I think we're at six.
Yes, we are. What are you doing?
Is it underhand?
Are you out of breath from trying to catch marshmallows in your mouth?
Close. Come on, you whale that one.
Last three. Come on.
Off the forehead.
What are you, a seal?
Nope.
Really?
And off his lips. All right, AJ.
What a mess.
Nice.
I got five.
Marshmallows everywhere.
Yes.
Those were good tosses, man.
In 2036, the cleaning crew will be still finding marshmallows in the studio.
They
will. All right. I would say nice try, but it
wasn't a nice try.
It really wasn't a nice try.
Oh, I did a great job.
If we have ants, we're going to find out immediately.
We're not going to find out. Yeah. I'm going to pick up all these. I'll pick them up.
Okay.
I'll dig the hole.
Why are you still mad?
I don't know.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong.
You took 17 marshmallows to the face.
They were pelting me in the head, the chest.
My favorite are the ones that bounced 8 feet off your forehead.
Yes. They got some distance. One's way down there.
I like when they hit his top lip. I'm like, how can I get closer?
Yeah,
that's
right.
On you. You got to be able to move
a
little.
A lot of them touched my tongue. It's a matter of the velocity.
I didn't get the,
Because I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
On the phone right now, this guy, I'm a huge fan. He was at one point the hottest comedian on the planet.
Yeah.
And so it's fun to have him on now. Dane Cook, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's happening? Thanks for coming on.
Good morning. I'll tell you what's developing in real time. Do you guys have the Citizen app? Do you know what that is on your phone? Is that East Coast yet, Citizen?
No.
The Citizen app. No, first I'm hearing of it.
I don't know if I should be believing you, but we're going to look it up right now. Citizen.
I believe you.
App.
I love that I'm a liar right out of the gate. Wait a second.
No, but you're a comedian, so I don't know if I'm being pulled into a joke right now.
I'm not a liar, but I will add some humor to a lie if there's one in the area.
Cool.
So Citizen app is an app that you download it, and basically it tells you in real time what, criminal activity is happening around your community. You can set it for 5 miles, 10 miles. It keeps you abreast of what's happening around you with distance and headline. For example, two nights ago, I got an alert that a mile away, there was a woman on the main boulevard with a pipe in her hand, and she was hitting cars they drove by.
Right.
So the headline says, woman with pipe in road is the headline, okay? And so I got an alert about 10 minutes before I'm jumping on with you guys, And I'm still kind of waking up. I'm on, it's still nighttime out here. And I look down at the alert, and it says residential break-in. And then I look down the corner, it says 700 feet. It's literally happening right across the street from
Jesus.
Me.
Oh, wow.
I texted my neighbor right before I jumped on with you guys and said, listen, I wish I could help, but I'm on this really important radio tour.
Good luck. So you have to handle this yourself.
I'll know by the end of this call if everything is copacetic and the prowler is on the lam.
Oh, good. All right.
Let me join us in the call.
All right. There's the tease. That's coming at the end of the call.
Nice.
How did things work out? Didn't you tape your new special at your house?
I did. Yeah.
Brought this trouble to the neighborhood.
Right. They said, hey, wait, he lives
someone
there.
Leaving the show.
Right.
It's hey, this seems like
I
got to
tell you, I am the riffraff. I knew when I moved into this spot that I was going to be, I was quite literally the troublemaker.
Right.
That's weird, isn't it? Was it just people who bought tickets, or was it family and friends? How do you do a show at your house?
So check this out. out. I had a crowd of people on two nights shuttled to my home through this company that you can hire to find crowds. They curate crowds for live events.
Really?
So I tell the company, I want 1,000 people each night on my front lawn, but don't tell them that they're coming to my home. Just shuttle them and say it's a secret Dean Cook experience, and don't tell them it's a taping for my special. Don't tell them it's in my home. So the first night goes great. They get everybody up to the house. People are excited. The second night goes great. The show's even better. 1,000 people are excited. They're on my front lawn seeing me do a show 30 years into my career. Everybody leaves. About 2 hours later, I get a call from the organizer, and he says, hey, listen, I double-checked my numbers, and on the second show, only 999 people checked out of your lawn, so be careful. There could be somebody hiding at your house.
Check well, they're the in bushes. Your neighbor's house right now.
Check the bushes, yeah.
Check the bushes. Trust me, I checked every corner of this house.
Check the closets, see something weird.
The special's called Above It All. Is that referring to, you know, like the internet haters or whatever?
You know, it's not just that. It's really more than anything. It's a twofer because I do live up in the beautiful Hollywood Hills. And over the years that I've lived up here for about 12 years, the one thing that's been a constant in my life and career is I'll never let a low moment not be available for humor. I'll find something funny in everything. If it's a dark corner, if it's something enlightening, if it's something that's just a precious, you know, whimsical day, I can always observe and report and then put that into my act. So a little bit of the hater side, but for the most part, it's just staying in that, in the mechanics of being a stand-up comic.
Cool.
Is it weird that you were the hottest comedian on the planet, only second comedian to sell out Madison Square Garden? I mean, there was no hotter.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it was like a switch flipped, and then there was all this hate. Like, where did that come from? How does that happen?
What did you do?
I don't really see it that way. I mean, I definitely didn't feel like it all of a sudden, because you guys got to realize something. Even when the internet is saying one thing, there's something very different happening in real time when, like, people would say, oh, there's backlash, and then I'd be like, but I'm in front of 20,000 people tonight at an arena. So even though the narrative becomes something way more interesting and entertaining, I've never, and I mean this since probably 98 when I really broke through, I've never not had a great sold-out show or rolled through a place that I thought, man, these guys are really excited for me to come here and do it. So
that's a great
I think it
point.
Makes for great – it makes for great internet chatter, and heck, I read that kind of stuff too, but the shows continue to be exceptional, so here we are again.
Cool. Excellent point.
Works.
Excellent point. You had a very funny show with Rob Kelly, who we love, and he comes on the show on a regular basis.
He's a bud, yeah.
But this was back before you guys got super famous. You're in Boston, and it was some music show, and there's a bunch of bands, and they thought it'll be a really great idea to have these comedians come out and do a set before the headliner.
Right.
I forgot who that was, but you guys come out.
Headliner was Fish.
Fish.
Oh, wow.
So, even worse.
So folks were tripping out going, is that Dean Cook up there?
Yeah. So what happened?
So I was in a comedy group with Bobby Kelly and a couple other guys, and we got asked to do the show, but what they didn't tell us was we weren't opening the show while people were still kind of trickling. You know, we were new anyway. They weren't trickling in. They put us about 2.5 hours into the event. Ooh. When, like, the Spin Doctors and all these other bands had already gone up. So this crowd was ready for Fish. And if you know Fish fans, they're ready for Fish,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so they stuck us 2.5 hours into the event. And when we hit that stage, 15,000 really rowdy Boston Garden Fish fans were not having what they thought at first was an a cappella group that they learned was very out of tune because our songs were jokes. So they threw whatever they had in their possession at us. Oh. I mean, every lighter, every pair of sandals you could imagine ended up on that stage.
Right.
And yeah, we were mortified, man. It was, you know, that was like the first time we'd ever been not only booed, but epic Ali booed on stage.
In unison.
But if you're going to do it, you know, do it in grand fashion.
Exactly.
I heard, like, shoes were coming, and then Bobby Kelly was pleading with people, and then the lighter started getting thrown up.
Wow. See, those you can sell, though.
In classic Bobby Kelly fashion, he thought that he could talk 15,000 people into his bright idea.
Yeah, no. No mass conversion here, no.
And I was standing behind him, and let me tell you something. He was the first person to get that wave of lighters hitting him, and I describe it as standing there with the amount of lighters being thrown at us. I describe it like it was the opening of Saving Private Ryan, but instead of bullets, it's lighters coming at you on the beach.
Right. So you used Bobby as a shield?
Just hide behind Bobby.
I would have. Yeah. I would have.
Dane Cook is on, and he's got a special dropping. It's called Above It All, taped at his house. I love that you're, you know, still killing it.
Yeah.
What are some of the subject matters that you cover in this special?
Yeah, yeah. One thing that I wanted to really make sure that I got in there was, because people love that storytelling, you know, people love the LPMs, the laughs per minute. And so I talk about one of the worst hell gigs of my entire life that I did many, many years ago. One of the first road gigs out of New England was Florida. So you can imagine my first time on the road is like deep into the armpit of Florida.
Oh,
and man, they gave it to me. I mean, it was like, let me just tell you, it was like my version of what happened at the Boston Garden. So I delve into that. And then I like to, you know, I always like to pepper any act with my perspective on something that happened in real time. Like I went to a wedding and it was a real, you know, it was just a mess. I talk a little bit about my obsession with things like Citizen App or Dateline. So it's, I cover a myriad of topics, but the storytelling is still the center of it all.
Awesome. Dane, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man.
Good luck with the special.
Guys, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Stump the Chumps. You call in, category, television.
Television, yes.
And we're the judges as well. So
right.
It can't be some ridiculously stupid question.
Like
no
what
one
kind
cares
of TV
about.
I have, yeah, something like that.
1-877-764-2535. Everyone who stumps us gets in the running to win that gas card.
Yes.
Mike in West Haven.
Hey, good morning, crew.
Morning.
Good morning.
My question is, on the show Cheers, when they show the bar in the beginning of the show, they'll say Cheers is established in what year?
That's great.
Established in.
I love that question.
Yeah, that's a damn good question.
We've all seen that image.
Right. I want to say it was in the 1900s.
Are you smacking your face right now?
Yes, I am. Okay. I find if I drum on my chin, it stimulates my brain. I want to say like 1908.
How much of your brain is in your chin?
No.
Yeah, I agree with Ashley. I think that's too early.
Too early. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We got thousands of years to choose from.
77.
I was going to say 72, but okay. I'll go with whatever.
I'm completely guessing, so it makes no difference to me. I'd have no idea.
All right, let's try 77.
No.
What
it's
is it?
1895.
18? No.
Yeah.
Get out of town.
That's what it says.
It didn't
on the
mean
sign
the Sam had
down
all the time.
Stairs.
Yeah.
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 Oh. No. Sorry, AJ. You were right. Writer.
I was closer to pin. I was still way off.
All right, Mike, do we have your number?
No.
Okay, hold on. Phil says yes. So
Phil says yes,
up.
Yep.
Good luck. Craig in Hamden.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
yo.
What's your question?
Hey, what was the name of the dog from Petticoat Junction?
Name of the dog?
Wow.
First of all, Petticoat Junction, thanks for looking behind the dust on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a young guy.
Yeah.
All right, Petticoat Junction. What am I thinking of? Is that the show where...
It was a spin...
Green Eggs.
It was a spin... There was a bunch of spin-offs.
Yeah, Green Eggs is a spin-off of Petticoat Junction.
Petticoat Junction, was that all the girls living in the farmhouse with the grandfather or uncle or whatever?
they in a hotel.
Yeah, they in would, a hotel.
And they were taking baths in like the water tower and stuff like that. And yeah, in the beginning, right.
That's right.
Uncle Joe moved kind of slow at the junction.
Steve, the crop duster, crashed his plane and ended up never leaving.
Right. The dog's name.
That's the one.
I have no idea.
It's probably got something to do with trains. If it's a Petticoat Junction. So if it's got something to do with Lionel sounds too easy. And I don't know what name's a dog Lionel.
All right. Guess?
I'm going to say tracks.
No, come on.
I'm waiting for Fido.
I mean, it can't have a normal name.
Honey Pie.
Honey Pie, nice.
Go ahead. What is it?
Dog.
The dog's name was Dog.
The name of the dog was Dog.
Huh.
All right, you're in the running. Do we have his number? Yeah. All right, good luck.
No.
It's like George the Jungle, an ape named Ape. Yeah.
Wow. Very easy to stump the Chubbs today.
So far.
The tribe is...
AJ, this is your category, man. You picked it.
Matt and Milford.
Why is it always my fault?
You picked it, I'm saying.
You can jump in.
We lost Matt.
Oh, what a shame.
Derek.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you? Happy Monday.
You too.
It's hostile.
Okay, I've got a great question for you.
Sure you do.
Who
upgraded it?
The extent. An awesome question. Who played the bad guy in the 80s on Days of Our Lives? The awesome Caribbean bad guy. The character was Stefano De Mira.
Dave Coulier. I have no idea.
Who played him?
Who played him?
Wow.
Who played him?
Stefano De Mira.
So we would know this name?
Yeah, is it an actor who went on to do other stuff, or that was it?
Oh, he played in movies as well.
Okay.
Very notable Spielberg movies.
Very notable Spielberg movies.
Michael J. Fox.
Caribbean?
No.
Oh, yeah. That would really be an acting job.
I like Back to the Future, man.
That's great. Yeah, I would go and see that.
That would be a trip.
Caribbean
okay,
guy.
Okay, you're stumped.
Caribbean guy.
We're always stumped.
Stefano De Mira.
Stefano.
I only know this because I used to work nights.
A Caribbean guy.
That sounds like the weekly trailer for that
when
episode.
When I said Spielberg movie, so it's not what's his mug. It's not Richard Dreyfuss.
We're gonna go through everyone who it's not.
Right.
I gave you too many hints.
I was alone. Is not Caribbean, but I will go with it.
Keep Googling.
I'm not Googling. My hands are. You can see my hands.
Just give us an answer.
Yeah, what the hell is it?
I don't want to know where your hands are, AJ.
What's the answer?
When you throw it in a second.
Joseph Masculo.
Ah, yes. Of course.
Right.
We all know
he
Joseph
rose
Masculo.
To fame right after that. Yeah. Like, who? Hair Academy.
He was in Jaws 2, and he was also... You know,
all right, Derek, you're in the running.
I don't recall
Thank
a Jamaican
you.
Guy in the first Jaws.
Yeah, we're going to give it to him, but that was a ridiculously stupid question.
That was beyond stupid, but we love you.
I mean, we're stupid, and we think that's stupid.
I mean, I can see not far-fetched, like the Jaws, you know, as the story got longer and longer, you know, it got more and more pathetic. But the first one, there was no Caribbean guy in the first one.
Dom, Long Island.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yep.
Can I piggyback a Cheers? AJ, the real name of Cheers.
I know Melville's was upstairs.
The real name, like if you go to Boston.
You're right. The one that was established in the 1800s. The real name.
The real name is Cheers.
No.
I wouldn't be asking if that was the real name.
Well, you could be doing a trick question, too.
Right, like Dog. It's named Dog.
Right. Because, I mean, they show...
An easier one, Jay?
They show them.
One easy one.
Man, I am no help.
They do. The sign says Cheers, though. That's a setup.
Yes.
That's a setup. It's the Bull and Finch Pub.
I would have never guessed that.
No. Bull and Finch, yeah.
Bull and Finch.
Never.
Nice.
Dump.
All right.
You know, my other question was going to be, who's Jenny Piccolo, AJ? You know that one.
Jenny Piccolo was a friend of, what's her name, Shortcake there on Happy Days.
That's right.
Nice.
Very good. Thank you, Dom.
Sorry, I knew that.
Eric in Beacon Falls.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I got one. I think between everybody, you guys might be able to get this one, okay?
I don't know. I don't have high hopes.
They have no hope for us.
All right. On the show Friends, the six main characters, you got Joey, Ross, and Chandler, and then you've got Monica, you've got Rachel, and Phoebe. Can you name all six of those characters' real names, the actors' names?
Jennifer Aniston.
Lisa Kudrow.
That's a six-part question.
Lisa Kudrow. Wait, we could do it.
Right, right. This is not hard.
Jennifer Aniston, Lisa Kudrow.
Matt LeBlanc.
Courtney Cox.
Cox, Matt LeBlanc.
David Schwimmer. And Matthew Perry.
That's it.
Well done.
Got it. Nice job, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for a question that was semi-recent.
I feel like you did this as a pity question.
It's okay. I'll take it.
These guys all sound like idiots.
You know, he felt bad for us.
Yes, he did.
They need a win.
Right.
Matt and, I'm sorry, Nikki and Hamden.
Good morning.
Stump the chumps.
All right. Who holds the Guinness Book of World Records for most game shows hosted?
Man, I want to say Alex Trebek, but I have a feeling it's too obvious.
He might be longest. I don't know if it's the most game shows.
Was it Pat Sajak? Pat Sajak or Barker?
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
It's definitely Bob Barker.
Bob Barker,
because he did Let's Make a Deal.
Right.
I'm sorry, Truth or Consequences.
Right.
And then Price is Right Forever.
They don't, but they don't all have to be great shows to be the most.
Oh, they could be like, like really bad.
Yeah, you're right. And it was some guy in the 70s who they had like host every freaking game show that went on. But it matters if you're on for decades.
Yeah.
Can we phone a friend? I want to call Alan Lambert.
Wasn't that Richard Dawson? Didn't he host everything?
He had Family Feud and he had...
was in Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah, he also had some other game show. Well, no, he was actually on a game show. He was like one of the people in the Match Game.
Yeah.
But Price is Right was decades.
Yeah.
And then he had Truth or Consequences. Right, and I'm going to say... Well, you guys say what you want. What do you want?
I'm going to go with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Bob Barker.
I would not be confident in any of my answers.
Know. Right.
I've got a Pat Sajak feeling, but that's probably wrong.
A Pat Sajak feeling.
Bob Barker.
Yeah. It is not. It is Alex Trebek.
God damn,
we only thought that.
Damn it. Oh, no.
Tomorrow we'll do calculus.
Now I'm mad.
How many shows was it?
Over 8,000.
Oh, you're talking episodes.
We thought the most amount of shows.
Most episodes hosted.
That was strangely worded, Nikki.
It's your fault.
No, I said who holds the Guinness Book of World Records for the most episodes hosted?
You said game shows.
You said most game shows hosted. That would mean, like, Lena's still alluding that they had more than one game show, not one game show consecutive times. See, and I feel like Phil.
I'm sorry. I thought I worked it pretty clearly.
Look, we're going to put you in anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I need her number, though.
Yeah. All right, hold on.
Now you're going to get it.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.